Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking with Vanessa Hartzell on SOS Radio, and she's the founder of Ignite Life. And the whole purpose is to provide opportunities for Christian women to grow in their intimacy with Christ and to use their gifts for kingdom growth. Now, Vanessa, you started Ignite Life when you were only 24 years old. What was your original inspiration?
Truly, it was just to see women connected together. We live in a city that can sometimes feel overwhelmingly disconnected. And so finding a place where women could come together and say, like, we're the same. Me too. Let's do this thing together.
When you have young kids, it's so isolating. You feel like, I am going through all this stuff. Nobody understands what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have our mom life ministry is specifically geared towards moms, like you're talking about, that are in the grind, the daily grind of raising small children. And it feels so overwhelming and it feels so isolating. And so to be able to go to things, functions, activities where you get to have adult conversation, coffee, and time away from your kids is kind of a win-win-win. And then you throw some Jesus in there too, and it's a home run.
It's funny because you put yourself out there. It's hard to make friends sometimes. And you say, hey, I'm going to text this person. And then they text you back, hey, let's get together. It doesn't work out. Their schedule, your schedule. Then maybe you send them a Facebook message a couple of weeks later. They kind of respond back. Nothing happens. It can kind of feel discouraging. It's like, these people really want to be my friend. It's like, I'm trying to reach out, but nothing's happening.
Yes. We started this thing called Crave Groups based on the fact that there's two things women crave, dessert and conversation. And so we come together for both of them every month. And where small groups in your churches, things like Crave Groups, functions like that, is that they are spaces created for that connection to take place. And I think sometimes we get afraid of commitment and actually securing ourselves in a spot of a small group or in a Crave group, when the reality is when we just wait on people to say yes to coming into our life and it's not planned out, we just kind of get lost in it sometimes. And so how intentional we have to be to put ourselves in situations to find that connection.
So Vanessa, what have you learned about making friends?
That it's hard, for sure, but that it really is about putting yourself out there and going to some of those places that might make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's going to that conference, going to that event, going to that place where you don't know anybody, and trusting that God has someone there waiting for you that you're going to connect with and meet with.
We're talking to Vanessa Hartzell from Ignite Life on SOS Radio, and your team has put together a two-day conference. It's called Refresher. It's coming up on April the 5th and the 6th. It's going to be over at South Hills Community Church in Henderson. But this is an opportunity for ladies to connect and grow in their faith, really help bring the body of Christ together in a city that sometimes feels transient.
We have 50 women who are just volunteers and serve with their gifts, their time, their talents, their finances, their everything. They put it on the table because they want to see women in our city connecting together, and they pour it into this two-day event. And the theme this year is Come and See, and we're inviting women to come and see Jesus. What does it look like when everyday people encounter Jesus? So we're looking through the book of John at those daily encounters that people have. Like, nobody was expecting to encounter Jesus when they were hungry and a little boy offered up some loaves and fishes. So can we look for Jesus in those same places in our everyday life?
It's so interesting. Jesus doesn't just say, hey, accept me. He says, follow me. Let's make disciples.
Right? Well, in John 1:39, it says that the disciples asked Jesus, where are you staying? And he says, come and see. So he doesn't want to give us all the answers. He doesn't want to just throw it all out there. He's like, come on, come with me and I'll show you. Come and see. But we got to walk this thing together.
I know, we just want to make things about the solution and everything in our faith, but Jesus is more about like, hey, here's the journey. Come get to know me. Let's have some intimacy together, and then let's make disciples together.
Absolutely, and there's a part in John where the disciples are fighting over why this blind man is blind because of his sin or his parents' sin, and they don't realize, like, they're walking with Jesus, right? And here they are following him, and they're the ones that should have all the answers, and they still are fighting over the wrong stuff. And Jesus says, no, 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 this has happened so the glory of God would be made known. Like, get it together, boys. So I think sometimes we are walking with Jesus and we get stuck in that grind of walking that we forget that we're actually walking with Jesus, that he is there and we can have that encounter fresh.
Talking with Vanessa Hartzell from Ignite Life on SOS Radio. We're talking about refreshing our faith. What do you suggest? Where do we start? We feel like I'm kind of burned out. I just feel like I'm not connecting with anyone. I feel like I'm not growing. What do I need to do? How do I reset that?
Refreshing our faith happens when we decide to pursue Jesus regardless of what we feel like. And I think a lot of times we allow our feelings to determine how much we want Jesus. And realizing that, you know what, I need Jesus, that's a bottom line. And regardless of what I'm feeling like today, I know that I need Jesus. And so you pursue it anyway. And so I think that the big piece of it is really to get yourself to the feet of Jesus as many times as possible. And that's what we see over and over in the Bible. People just throwing themselves at the feet of Jesus saying like, here I am when my brother died and she was devastated and at the feet of Jesus. Here he is, came back to life, super excited, celebrating, and she's at the feet of Jesus celebrating. So we just need to find ourselves at the feet of Jesus regardless of our feelings.
Joy is a whole different thing than just happiness. Happiness is an emotion, but joy is like this state of security, knowing that God's got it under control, that we're in covenant with him, that we have a personal relationship with him, and he's the same yesterday and today and forever. So we're looking for the future and we feel like it doesn't look great. You just go back to remembering what God did and then you can sort of reset and refresh.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are talking about moms, and moms get in this grind a lot where that joy tends to feel fleeting and the feelings don't seem to be there. And a lot of it, I think, is that we get focused on our kids. And a lot of times our kids become where we go to get that affirmation, when where we need to go is back to Jesus, to know our identity there. A lot of moms, as we talk, are getting kind of beat up about this discipline things with their kids, you know? And they're like, man, I just feel like all I do all day long is discipline my kids over and over again. And there's that switch that happens of, I need to disciple my kids. And I think that that's the same thing that happens with our relationship with Jesus, is that he's like, this isn't about discipline right here. This is about discipleship. Like, I want your heart more than I want all these things you've got going on in your day.
We're talking to Vanessa Hartzell from Ignite Life on SOS Radio. And so how do we work to be good parents without making our entire life about our kids, where it's not revolving around them and their wants and needs?
I think that there's a lot of things that can easily get put second to our children. Everything can be put, because they're the ones screaming for our attention 24/7. And they're the ones that don't remain silent, right? But
yeah.
I think that if we cater to that loud noise in the room all the time, all of a sudden we look over and our marriage is falling apart. All of a sudden we look over and we don't know who we are anymore. All of a sudden we look over and we're like, we haven't been to church in weeks because we've had soccer practice, or we haven't been to small group because there's all these things fighting for our attention. Yeah. And we have to decide which one we're going to focus on and let be number one.
I think my wife, Christine, and I got to this place where we're making the decision that we're not going to be a sports family. Now, this is coming from a guy that actually coaches a 10-year-old girl's soccer team, okay? But it's rec soccer. It's not club soccer. And there's nothing wrong with club soccer. There's a point where maybe if my kids are that interested in it and they want to practice 5 days a week doing that and that's a passion for them, maybe we'll go there. But putting together some guardrails and some boundaries to say, our family purpose isn't to make my kid a professional soccer player or to be the world's greatest baseball player and doing all this travel stuff. Traveling for baseball, going to tournaments, doing those things can be fun. And if our family gets involved in that, we can have fun with it. But you know what? Our purpose is to disciple our kids and help shepherd their hearts towards Christ. And so we made that decision. We want to make that a priority in this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's this pressure for moms to create these humans that are good at everything, right? Because that's just this reality of like, they just need to be good at everything. They have to be good at school. They have to be good at sports. We have to have the best birthday parties. We have to be the best. And the reality is, when we boil all that away, what do we want our kids to know? We want our kids to know Jesus. Yes, they have to be functioning adults. They need to have education. They need to have fun. They need all of that stuff. But their true daily need is Jesus.
It's interesting because it makes you look back at what your goals truly are. It's like, okay, if I'm looking at my life right now, it's okay, do your homework, finish this, turn this in. Okay, we got soccer practice these 2 days for this kid. We got basketball practice for the other kid on these days. We're getting our kids to youth group. We're going to church on Sunday. We're putting some things on the schedule. But then you think, like, what ultimately is the goal? How am I going to benchmark success when my child is 18, 19, 20, and going, did I do a good job parenting if my kid is a professional baseball player at that point? Well, not necessarily. I might have done a great job at training my kid on how to play baseball, but I didn't necessarily succeed on parenting if I didn't introduce my kid to Jesus or do the things to shepherd them along the way. Now, that's their decision if they're going to follow Christ and where their heart's going to align towards those things. But as a parent, at least I can know I made a point to say I'm going to train up my child in the way they should go so when they're old, they won't depart from that. I'm going to shepherd their heart along the way. I'm going to introduce them to Jesus. I'm going to be in the Word. I'm going to challenge them to go back to God's Word as their moral and spiritual foundation. I'm going to shepherd that, and I can benchmark that as one element as we're looking back on this journey 20 years from now.
Yeah, we are in a season right now with my five-year-old where disobedience is the word that we hear a lot.
Only you, right?
In our house.
We're the only one.
We're the only one with disobedient children. And so I was in one of those situations where my husband was out of town and I needed to confront this disobedience. And it was one of those, like, Jesus, help me now kind of situations. So I got on Pinterest and I typed in first time obedience. And I said, Jesus, if you're really there, it will be the first article that I look for. Because if you know on Pinterest, you can come up with a billion different things. So
yeah.
I find this article and I read through it and I was like, I'm going to go put this into practice. So I walk into my son's room and we sat on the floor together and I said, do you understand what obedience is? And he said, doing what's right. And I said, well, that's part of it, but it's also doing what's right because of the authority that told you to do it. And so we start talking through it. I said, do you know why it's important for you to be obedient? And he said, no. And I realized right there, like, this is a parenting moment. Man, parenting is hard. We can raise kids without parenting them. And I think that that's the journey that I'm on with my family right now, is that I need to parent them and shepherd their hearts, not just raise good humans up from my house. And so we had this conversation about how obedience was out of protection, but obedience is also training his heart and his ears to hear from God. And one day God's gonna call him to do something incredible. And if he doesn't understand obedience, he's not gonna know, and he's gonna miss his opportunity to follow Jesus. And I walked away from that with energy spent. My heart was exhausted, but I was like, you know what? That was parenting. Like, my kid gets obedience differently. Does that mean he obeys every single time now? I wish. No, but it does mean that I have a reference point, and it's biblical and it's true. It's not because I said so.
We're talking about shepherding our kids' hearts today at SOS Radio with Vanessa Hartzell from Ignite Life. We're just talking about how we talk to our kids about obedience. We're talking about our kids about discipline. We start talking to our kids about making their moral and spiritual foundation align right with what the Bible teaches. But Vanessa, when you talk about shepherding a child's heart, what does that mean to you as a mom?
It means coming alongside of our kids. And I've learned that, man, the easy answer is to say, no, stop, don't do that. That's the easy answer. But shepherding our child's heart means offering them grace, offering them the opportunity to see what they're doing. Why are they doing it? How does that align with what the Bible says? It's hard. Shepherding a child's heart is so hard, but I think that it's really practical. It's things like inviting your child to pray with you, not just praying for our kids, but praying with our kids, not just hiding them and sheltering them from the hard things like money's really tight, let's not tell the kids, but instead saying, you know what, come here, we're gonna have a family meeting, money's really tight, and we're gonna pray to our God to provide for our every need. So I think it's inviting our children into our faith journey instead of protecting them from it and us playing God a little bit and us being the authority, allowing them to see that God is the authority of our lives.
So we took our kids to Mammoth to go snowboarding this past weekend, and so up there, and after they have this whole day in snowboard camp, and they're all frustrated because they just keep falling down, and my son's yelling at me, and he's like, Dad, you made me do this. And I'm like, no, I think you'll be able to figure this out. Like, let's do this. And he's just like yelling and screaming. We'll just say, he wasn't grateful for all the money that we spent to put him in this snowboard camp. And so I was kind of frustrated. He was frustrated because he kept falling down and just smacking his head every time he falls down, and he was getting sore. So finally, we get in the little gondola, and we're going going over to the little village there where there's a Starbucks. We're so millennial, right? Took the gondola to Starbucks. And so we're waiting in line, and my son had asked me on the way over, can I have a vanilla bean frappuccino? And I was like, yeah. And so we get to the line, and he's just punching his sister. He's pushing her. He's putting her down and saying that she's not good at this and that. And finally getting in the line, he's like, I want a venti vanilla bean frappuccino. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if you're getting that. And he goes, Dad, you told me you were giving me grace. God doesn't go back on his grace. And I was like, oh man, like this kid is calling me out.
We're He's shepherding right. your kid's He's heart right. has gone all wrong.
I'm like, he's pulling the grace card on me. Like, you just need to give me some grace here, Dad.
There's so many times when we pull up to a fun place to get a Slurpee, to get a milkshake, to get a fun thing, right? And I'll look at my kids and say, I want you to know right now, you do not deserve this. But I am giving you grace, right? They're gonna understand grace by the time this mom is done with them, right? That this is unwarranted. It is unearned and undeserved. But you, my friend, have grace. Go get your Slurpee and get back in the car.
We're talking to Vanessa Hartzell from Ignite Life, and your refresher conference is coming up.
We are going to be gathering together for women to have a fresh encounter with Jesus. We're going to be over at South Hills Church. They're hosting us this year. It's $60 to come and be a part of the weekend. You get lunch and breakfast and coffee and treats all day long. Incredible speakers from all over the city, different churches represented. And it's going to be an opportunity for women to sit shoulder to shoulder with women from all over the valley and pursue Jesus together.
Where's the website where we can get some more information or tickets?
You can go over to our website. It's ignitelifelv.com/refresher. You can also go over to our Facebook page and just look up Refresher Women 2019. There's a list of speakers. You can get all the speaker bios. And on our website, it's www.ignitelifelv.com/refresher. And tickets are available there. You can also give scholarships for local women. So this year, we have 25 women who are attending the conference because of women saying, I want to send someone. And those women are women from Refuge for Women who have been rescued from sex trafficking, moms who kids are going through cancer treatments, and so moms get to come and enjoy this weekend. Women from Living Grace Homes, so young moms who have said yes to life and not abortion, they're going to be there. Women from Walter Hoving Home, coming out of addiction. So these 25 women get to walk through and encounter Jesus for the first time out of the overflow of what God's doing in women's lives all over. They're just saying, hey, I got $2. And they're tacking it on the end of their ticket or a donation. And women are coming to see Jesus who might not normally have the opportunity.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.